in the United States. It is now.
Well, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for taking last week off. I had to abruptly leave town for, we had a death in the family, and I abruptly had to leave town. I apologize for not being here. This is a live broadcast. It is June 17th, Father's Day. We're live. We're here rolling right at you. We're starting this new week out here at Republic Broadcasting. Encourage everybody to go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. And a bunch of great deals there on the webpage, on the homepage there, folks. You need to check it out. Get on there, surf around. It's updated constantly. I encourage everybody, again, republicbroadcasting.org. Also, phone lines are wide open, 1-800-313-9443. That is a worldwide toll-free number. Again, it's 1-800-313-9443. Phone lines are wide open. We are taking calls. We want to hear what you've got to say. We do believe in freedom of speech. We believe in freedom of expression. I want to hear what you say. Even if you disagree with me, I want to hear what you've got to say. In fact, I would really like to hear the people that do disagree with what we're saying. People that do disagree with what is truth and what is not, what is reality and what is not. We have a lot of ground here to cover today on this hour. Yesterday I was up in Atlanta coming back home and got off. I was just south of Atlanta to get some fuel. Go up to an intersection and here's two semis that had, one semi had cut into the other semi and taken the front of the truck off. The front tire was blown off. The front of the hood was gone. And the cops were there, or the cop was there, and this truck driver was standing there, and the cop come walking up, and we were fortunate enough to pull up, had our windows down. You know, we're rubbernecking. And this is on the exit ramp off 575. We pull up to the stoplight. The stoplight was red. We weren't holding anybody back. Then we started doing our rubbernecking. Well, here come the cop walking up, and this guy said, and you know how you pull your hand like a truck, you know, for a trucker to blow his horn. Well, anyway, he stood there and he said, I blew my horn. I went toot, 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 toot. And he crazy. He drove over the top of my truck. Here was this foreigner. That's right, a foreigner. Had pulled up this guy. The first truck was a wide load, a high load, and he had to swing extra wide to make this right turn. This foreigner, he pulled up in there, I think, thinking he was going to tandem turn with the other truck, or I don't know what he was thinking. And this other guy had pulled the rear tandem of his trailer over the top of this foreigner's truck. Well, a cop come walking up, and he started all this, I went toot, 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 and he kept going, and he's crazy. The cop said, save it, I don't want to hear it. Like, if you're going to drive like this, well, here it was, folks, a foreigner. Couldn't even hardly speak our language. They turn him loose in here with a driver's license. And then here he's already crashed out. The other guy's truck didn't look damaged, just the foreigner's truck did. But, folks, the point is, if they can't speak our language, can they read our language? Do they know what they're reading when they see something? And then do they even know our laws? You know, the simple thing like a stop sign, you stop and you yield to the person on the right, or whoever's at the intersection gets to go first. And all these little things that you and I take for granted every day, do they even realize this stuff? Folks, there's the break. We're going to pick things up. 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to hear from you.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Kentucky, I believe it was, and Went to as a truck stop, going into the bathroom. And as I walked in, this guy pulled up into the handicap spot in a, well, I guess it was a like a Cherokee type vehicle. This guy jumps out, and I mean, he makes a sprint for the bathroom. He, no one else in the car. He just gets out, run. I don't want to say run. He was walking, but it was just short of running into the bathroom. So I walk in there, and I told the guy in the bathroom, I said, you know, it's pretty bad that a guy that parks in the handicap spot runs into the bathroom or walks into the bathroom fast enough that I can't keep up with him. I'm 6'1", and I've got a pretty good stride. And when I'm walking, it's, you know, you got to keep up with me, you know. I move. I hustle. And this guy, he was outdoing me. No kidding. I told the guy, I said, you know, it takes a lot of gall for a guy like you, a man, to park in a handicap spot and be able to move the way you do. You're not handicapped. That's a joke. I said, you're not handicapped. You're just lame. And I really started ripping this guy in the bathroom that, you know, somebody may pull up in a van that's, you know, stricken to a wheelchair, and they won't be able to use the handicap spot to unload their wheelchair or whatever the case, some little old lady that has a hard time walking. No, they'll have to park way out so this cat can whip right up front without delay, be able to cruise right into the bathroom. And, you know, he said to me, he said, well, I paid $4,000 for my back operation, and I figured it was the least they could do, was to give me a handicap card. Well, I don't know who they is, and I don't know where this guy even, you know, I don't even know how he has his head screwed on. And I thought to myself, is this what America is going to become? Where grown men don't even have the decency to give their seat up to a lady on the subway train, or to park a little bit farther out and walk up to the bathroom? As fast as this guy walked, he could have parked in Kentucky and not had any trouble getting into the bathroom. But yet, no, he's going to take that handicap spot and then have the handicap person. So, I mean, folks, I really ripped this guy good in that bathroom. I mean, I tore him up in there. He started getting wise with me like that, telling me that it was the least they could do and all this. And I just told him exactly how big of a scumbag I thought he was. And there was other truckers in there. And, of course, they're listening. And then they start muttering about how it isn't right. And by the time I got through, he was gone. This boy had split. I guess he thought maybe I might work myself up mad enough to maybe give him thump therapy or something, which wasn't the case, but, you know, I was going to use my freedom of speech to let him know just exactly how I thought about his behavior. And then I thought to myself, you know, it's almost as bad here in America, not only the fact that a man, if you want to call him that, will park in a handicapped spot, but the fact that nobody will speak out, that they've almost neutered us to the point where, oh, gee, I better not say anything. I might get in trouble. If I speak out against the government or what I don't like, what's going on, I might get in trouble. People might not like me. But I don't care. When I see a man like that, I'm going to call him out. But when I walked out of the bathroom, out in the hall, who, this guy had heard everything. Here's a man standing there with no feet and no legs below his knees. Now, I don't know if he was a veteran. I don't know what his status was. I don't know why he'd lost his legs. I don't know where his, you know, what had happened. I don't know what the thing was. I do know that here he had no legs and no feet, and he's walking around with the prosthetic legs and feet. And I walk outside and real quick, and I look, and not one person is parked in any of the other handicapped spots on the other side of the building. And, of course, the cat that I had gotten onto, he was gone. He split out of there like a rabbit. And I thought, here this guy is with no legs, no feet, walking around with prosthetics, and he parks in a regular person's parking spot. Why? Because he's not handicapped. He's got prosthetic legs and feet. He can get up. He can walk. He can carry his food up and pay for it. So why take a handicapped spot for somebody who may be stricken to a wheelchair or an old lady or whatever the case? But here this other cat, who paid $4,000 for his back operation, he doesn't see the necessity in it of getting up off the seat in the subway for the little old lady, opening a door for a older person, helping an old lady across. He don't see any need like that. I told the guy, I said, well, you know, I broke my back in three spots in a car crash racing cars years ago. I didn't even bother to have an operation. And I don't need a handicap sticker. In fact, I work every day. And I do mean work. So I don't know. Again, folks, is that what we're going to allow them to do? To make us into neuters that won't speak out of anything? I mean, right and wrong. Do we even know what's right and wrong anymore? That it's not right to park in a handicapped spot when you're not handicapped. That it's not right to just keep quiet about all these things that we see wrong. It's not right. We're supposed to be men. And today being Father's Day, that's exactly who I'm addressing this to. The fathers out there, the men out there. Have they neutered you so bad that when we have a truck out convention or a truck out demonstration, that you won't go out? Well, people might not like me. Government might get my phone number. They might get my name. Though I'm a dissident, I'll get on a list. Well, you know, you better be getting on some list. You better be getting on the stick. We're losing it fast. I was watching on, I forget what television show it was, and they've got this woman race car driver. And it showed her getting bumped around out on the track. You know how racers do. Part of the game. Like thinking you're going to play football and not get tackled. Well, if you're going to race cars, you're going to get bumped. You're going to get slammed. You're going to get put into the wall. You know, it's called racing. Well, this girl wants to put boys' pants on, gets out on the racetrack, gets bumped around a little bit, and she goes over to one of the guys that was doing it, and it showed her on TV taking her finger, poking him on the chest, telling him, you better not do this to me again. And this guy, this man, if you want to call him that, stood there and let her push him around. So, you know, boys will be girls, girls will be boys. I mean, isn't that how the song goes? It's a mixed up world. Right. And we need to start straightening things around. Boys are supposed to be boys. Girls are supposed to be girls. Men should act like men. And women should act like ladies. Stay in our places. Get it right. Speak out. Well, Friday night, past Friday, we were up there in Cameron, Missouri. And they've got a little racetrack there, US 36. It's a dirt track.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
And 25 to 50,000 into the frame. These cars have wings on them, a small wing on the front to hold the front two wheels down, and a big wing on the back that's adjustable to hold the rear tires down. Now, these cars race on a 3/8 to a half mile oval clay track, and for example, at Knoxville, on a half mile, they run about 14.9, 15 flat, somewhere around there on average on this half mile. And well over 120 mile an hour, well over that. And they'll put 20 or 30 of these cars out there at one time, and they go at it. Extremely dangerous. This form of racing is probably the most dangerous auto racing that's out there. Now, I believe, this is my opinion, that there isn't anything more American than racing cars. Taking a V8 motor, souping it up, and going out and running, run what you brung. And it's American classic. I mean, V8 motor. Well, at this US 36, or with these sprint cars, here the last few years, there's been a big push to get women into it, to racing it. Well, I wouldn't put my daughter in a sprint car. I don't believe it's a woman's place to be out there. Now, you can say, well, I'm a male chauvinist pig. Say what you want. But there's this driver. Her name is, we'll just go with her first name. I don't want to give her any more publicity than what she already gets. She doesn't deserve it. Her name's Natalie. And her daddy, out, I guess, South Dakota or somewhere, has a bunch of car dealerships, and he's pretty wealthy. So he's going to have his little girl out there, and he's going to, you know, put the money up, get her to go out there and act like a boy. Well, every time I've seen her, I've only seen her race one time when she didn't crash. And normally when she crashes, she takes other people out with her. Now, me and Teresa, we don't care for her. She's not a good driver. I don't believe she has any place being out there. And so when she does her little tricks, we like to clap and cheer. And it really makes people mad because she's a girl out there. We shouldn't think that that's funny to see her flip end over end three or four times, smash into the wall, and basically total her car out. Luckily, she walked away. I mean, we don't want to see her hurt. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, to see her smash her cars up, I mean, as long as she don't take out one of the good drivers that's there to put a show on, we think it's funny. And somebody said, well, don't you think that she should have the right to race out there? Well, it's like this. When's the last time you saw a woman playing NFL, playing football for the Giants? You know what I'm saying? Or NBA. When's the last time you saw a woman playing with Shaquille O'Neal? I'm not saying women can't play basketball. I'm not saying women shouldn't play basketball. But they shouldn't be out there on the court with Shaquille O'Neal. They should do exactly what they did do. Women's basketball. Women's tennis, or women's, if they want to play football, start a women's football league. If they want to race sprint cars and stuff like that, then powder puffs, what they used to call it, when the women would go out there and race. But again, folks, it's this confusion of the gender of, you know, does little Tommy, he watches stuff on TV, and it's okay to be a sodomite, or it's okay to be a transgender. That it's okay that you're a girl trapped in a man's body and you've got to get out. I mean, some of these ideas that are out there, folks, are so sci-fi, so out there. A few years ago, you wouldn't even been able to put it on the Twilight Zone. It wouldn't have made the TV ratings because of sexual perversion. But yet today, it's on television all the time. Now, I think that women should have every opportunity as men. Men should have every opportunity as women. But we need to know our places. Men need to...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Tennessee, you're on the air.
Good morning, Brad.
Morning, John. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Super, super. Thanks for asking.
Well, what I, you know, you touched on something that I actually had in mind when I picked the phone up, but, well, it may not relate. Brad, I think what the problem is with what you're talking about is something called incrementalism. You know, the Beatles, years ago, had a song called Obladi Oblada that talked about gender switching, basically.
Right.
You know, Molly and Desmond. And then through the 60s, we've seen homosexuality come around. I'm sure it's been around forever, but it's out in the open now, and we're dealing with that. Then we have transgender, where there's people that are actually mixing sexes, male and female, at the same time, and the world seems to think that it's okay. We have something new that I just discovered a week or so ago on Frank Whalen's program called Transhumanism. So that led me to look into posthumanism. You know, these are people that believe that they're going to go transition from human to animal and intermixing, and actually a post-human race, which is becoming godlike without having to use God, Brad.
Like Frankenstein.
Yeah, and this is it. This is at Oxford University. This is at Lomas University in, I guess it's Nebraska or Kansas, somewhere, or Iowa. You know, there's different colleges around this country that are indoctrinating kids. And when I say kids, I'm talking about college-age adults that, to me, are kids because I'm one of the old guys. But, you know, we're playing God, and then we wonder why, you know, why this woman, like you were talking about, sprint car racing, and Danica Patrick or whatever her name is in the NASCAR series, that are becoming, you know, they look like women. They really look like women, but they're acting like men, and the world sees nothing wrong with it. And you wonder why you've got young men and young women that are unsure about, you know, maybe God made a mistake, which we know he doesn't do. So I've got to ask myself, Brad, why? And I've come to the conclusion that this is the intention. This is part of this grand plan of feminizing men and masculinizing, if that's a word, women, to the point where the men are going to be such, you know, wusses that they're not, they're going to say, me, a gun? Who are you kidding? You know, they may pull your hair out, but they'll never shoot a rifle at you. Am I off base or am I on the money?
No, I mean, that's exactly where I was driving at with this thing. I mean, you know, I've got a little boy, and it's so hard to, you know, I remember the first time I saw two homosexuals. I was, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 years old and saw two guys kissing at a, I don't know if it's like a Wendy's or some burger shack somewhere. And I remember asking my mom, Mom, what's up with them two guys kissing? And she told me, well, they're just crazy. They're not playing with a full deck of cards. And that's how it was explained to me, as far as, you know, you've got a hard questionnaire for a kid. How do you answer what's going on here? To, you know, a child that's not old enough to understand things like of that nature. And if my boy was to ask me, I would probably have to answer it in about the same way, that they're not playing with a full deck of cards, that it's not right, that, you know, you should stay away from that. And I was listening to talk radio in Georgia yesterday, and a lady on it was on a Christian talk radio channel, and she said that her boy come home from high school and said that he had just met the man of his dreams, just out of the blue come home. And she said that she called her brother up, who was, a devout Christian, and she shipped this boy off to a small town out in the middle of the Midwest with her brother and started getting him around some Christian values. And I guess supposedly now it's like a year or two later since this kid had come home. And I according to this woman, she said that they've got him back on the right track again. And she was blaming it on the environment, the people around him, the public school system.
For anyone that, you know, the intention is, I believe, the root cause of the problem, Brad, and unless anyone's really looked into it, they're not going to understand what I'm saying. It is eugenics. It goes back to understanding the genesis of man. And these people have determined in their hearts, first of all, that there is no God. So if there is no God, where's the genesis of man? That was what was behind, I believe, the Human Genome Project. I believe that that's what's behind genetic research and stem cell research right now. Are they going to cure diseases because of the research? Possibly. Is that their intention for going about this? I don't believe for a moment that it is. I believe that man is attempting to do what Satan determined in his heart, you know, before he fell from heaven, he determined that he was going to put himself in the place of God. And Satan has man deceived to the point where they're attempting to do so through genetic research. You know, is that going to prohibit them from creating a human being? I don't know. We can do it in test tubes right now. You know, maybe it's mind-boggling to me. It's so far out that I have a hard time wrapping my mind around it. There's certain things that no matter how hard we try, we will never understand. Personally, I can't understand why anyone would want to do anything to take control of the future of their race through genetic manipulation. Why would you want to tamper with a ear of corn that God had made that was really perfect? It may not produce a huge ear, but it would reproduce the same ear year after year after year. And now we've got Terminator seeds, and we have, you know, when we're playing with genetics, are we not creating some of the viruses and some of the bugs and some of the diseases unknowingly? We're manipulating DNA. We're creating, I believe this is what Morgellons disease could be, that man has created a synthetic form of life and lost control over it.
When you look at Sodom and Gomorrah and you read the story of Lot and all that, and how wicked those people were, and you think to yourself, well, what happened to them? Well, they were destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out. I mean, they were just wiped out.
And if God is not a respecter of persons, and the Bible says that he isn't, what's in store for America? What's in store for the nations in Europe and for southern parts of the world? Anyone that is doing these things that we know, you know, it was the Old Testament, but God doesn't change. And if he was judging Sodom and Gomorrah, and he was judging, and I'm not meaning to be preachy, but if he is a honest, upright judge of all people equally, if he doesn't respect me any more than he does you or a bum on the street, then who are we to expect that he's not going to exact his judgment on us in the same manner?
And to a certain extent, if we don't stand up against this, if we don't try to fight it or speak out against it, you know, you become an accessory to the fact.
Absolutely. We're guilty. I mean, look, we're told, and this is going to sound old-fashioned, I know a lot of preachers, and my father-in-law in particular, when I bring, and he's a Baptist minister. I'm a Christian. I'm a Baptist. But when I bring these things up to him, he's got the attitude of, well, it's all in God's hands. He turns the heads of our leaders. You know, he's going to have his will and way. And we know that's true, but we're still commanded to stand against, you know, and having done all, Brad, to stand. And how can you, I'm not talking about physical force. I'm talking about what we're doing now by trying to wake people up and enlighten them. Not to say that I'm right, but at least to say that this is what we can expect. Whether I believe it or you believe it or anyone listening to me believes it, I believe that it's going to happen. And we're playing in areas that are God's domain. And when I believe we've taken the lid off of Pandora's box for years and years, we've been playing with Locke. You know, we've been searching, even farmers and those who believe in evolution of selective breeding, and picking who you're going to marry by your physical or mental traits. You know, you're gonna breed out sickness and death and disease and illness, and you're gonna have an intellectual or physical super race. You know, we've been trying to do this with farm animals for years, and you know, thoroughbred horses and milk cows that give a good production, crossbreeding them with those that give a good meat yield, and different things. Well, now we've cracked the genetic code, and we're actually manipulating and playing with the genetics of the creatures that God created. And in his word, he said he saw that it was good. So how is man ever, Brad, going to improve on what the God of the universe created? You can't do it. All you can do is go in and mess it up.
No, and when you talk about selective breeding, you know, I remember my grandma saying, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with that family. There's retardation in that family. Or that family's full of diabetes.
Yeah, and that brings me back, Brad, and I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
But shortly after the turn of this century, the 20s and 30s, up until the 70s in America, very few people are aware of the fact that the eugenics movement was alive and well in the United States to the point of forced sterilizations. And if anyone thinks that I'm blowing hot air, go on Google and Google Supreme Court decision Buck versus Bell and see what the Supreme Court Justice of the United States had to say about forced sterilizations. Part, and I think his name was Oliver Wendell Holmes, part of his decision said that it was better for all the world to allow forced sterilization, that three generations of imbeciles was enough. Now, I'm not saying that I necessarily, you know, think it's a good thing for someone with an infirm mind to be able to go, you know, a retarded person or strongly mentally disabled person to have children. But where is it man's position to forcibly sterilize them to prevent it? I mean,
no, but John, in our country,
it's grotesque.
In this country, we have government-funded programs like Spark or Arc or something like that, where they hook these retarded people up together, teach them jobs and this type of thing, and do a little bit of good. But right in the little town where I'm from, I know of two retarded people that they hooked up together, and now they've got 8 or 10 retarded kids, all of them on welfare. And it's almost encouraged.
Well, see, because it's serving the purpose now. Now you're getting more money. Back then it was a drain because your political system didn't have the welfare state. You didn't have the things that we have now that the government can reach into your pocket and my pocket. And that's not to say that I don't want to take care of these people. Where I'm going, Brad, is that back in the 20s and 30s, it wasn't government's place to do it. It was the churches. So the people
and the families,
churches and families, correct. And people that were in a position to, you know, to have this idealistic attitude, or those that had the most money, would have to pay the most. So that they got tired, and that's where Planned Parenthood came from. They got tired of picking up the bill, so they forcibly sterilized. They committed acts, to me, of genocide and eradication of these people that they considered less than desirable. Now, when they're taking your money and my money and those that are working, and they're getting anything they want, they'll take from us, then that's an ability for them to say, hey, you know, they're not hurting anybody. Let's put them in a group home, and we'll take more money from Brad and more money from John, and we'll have, you know, we'll do what we want to do. And then when the time comes, I know I'm rambling, but
no,
Brad,
no, go on, John.
That is what brought Hitler to where he was. A lot of people say it never happened. Hitler was simply practicing. In fact, Hitler had got in touch with one of the people that were behind the eugenics movement in America by the name of Donovan or something like that. I think it was Donovan. Up in Cold Springs Harbor, New York, part of the eugenics movement, Hitler wrote him a letter and asked him, you know, ideally, what do you do with this ideally? Because he was reeling after World War One, unable to feed his people. And this guy in New York, this head guy of the eugenics movement that was taking grants from the United States, said, ideally, we would eradicate them, but Americans would never tolerate it. Well, Hitler went through with it, and that's where the eradication of the Jews and the gypsies came from. Now, you know, I don't know about the numbers of the Jews. I wasn't there. I've heard there's contradictions, and that a lot of people say it couldn't have been that number. Regardless of that fact, when Hitler's people went to trial in Nuremberg, they actually used the American eugenics movement as a defense. And it's mind-boggling because it's another paradigm shift where people have to admit that their government, even 80, 90 years ago, was capable of such evil acts, is actually saying, well, you know, you're not mentally handicapped, you're okay. You're not mentally handicapped, you're okay. You're mentally handicapped, we're going to do something about it. Now, I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying, you know, retarded people go have kids. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when man of any nation, other than God, looks at another person and says, you have no right. Now, we can't kill you, but we can sure make sure that you don't produce any more like you. We can wait for you to die, but you're not having any more. That's cleansing. That's ethnic cleansing to me.
Right, and then who leaves it up to who to decide Who's crazy, or who's retarded?
Your big government that is eating the elephant very slowly, Brad. They don't care how long it takes. It's been going on forever.
And
but
so
they are choking this elephant down, and they've about got it chewed up and digested. And unless America wakes up, we're in the middle of it.
Well, you know, if you believe in conspiracies, then you must be insane. And if you believe in a new world order, you must not be right. And
Well, what's right,
you.
What's right, Brad, is that the Bible told me, and it tells everyone that cares to read it and believe it, that if you seek the truth and you find the truth, that you'll be free indeed. They oppose Christ. They ridiculed the things that he was doing. They persecuted him. I'm no better than he is, so I expect the same thing.
John, we're up against the break. Hold on, Brad. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
John, where do you think it's all going to go?
Well,
I mean, you know, as far as the gender bending, the neuterization of the American male.
Well, I think actually, Brad, that if there is a God, and I know that there is, because I've met him. Maybe not. Now, I've met him personally. Maybe not in the flesh, but I know he's real. So if there is a God, and he doesn't think any more of you or me than he does anyone else, and he judged in the past because of these same things, then we can expect God's judgment. Now, I'm not a doomsayer. We know that his judgment is imminent, but we also know that he made a way to escape. And I won't go there right now. I'll leave that for people to do, you know, in a different time, a different setting. What we need to realize, Brad, is I believe that this deal about conspiracies and this deal about the Illuminati and this deal about a desire for world control is not a theory. It's a fact. It's happening. That the world, I believe, has been dumbed down to the point, for whatever reason, people are unable to think to the point where they come to a logical conclusion given evidence. You know, I use the analogy that if I were a juror in a courtroom and someone presented me with the evidence that I've found through Republican and on my own through reading and looking and seeking truth, and someone were to lay this in my lap in a trial, I may not like the conclusion, but I'd have to say guilty. And when you ask why, because that's what the evidence says, you know, and when you see the responses from, you know, William Kristol on Fox News, supposedly a conservative commentator, you know, the National Review or whatever the paper or magazine is that he's associated with, this book that I'm reading on post-humanism acknowledges William Kristol for his help. He's part of this project for a new American century. You know, he is involved in this stuff. And Fox News and the other commentators are telling you that these are conservative individuals that have the best interest of this country at heart and the best interest of you and me and other downtrodden individuals at heart. They just want freedom and they want liberty. When they're masters of deception, when they want us to be under subjection to this elite class, this class that has it has more right than you or me to exist, because after all, they're the enlightened ones. You know, and those of us that stumble or are taught or come across real truth, we're belittled, we're derided, we're ridiculed, we're locked up. You know, you're called the anti-American. Even to the point where I'm sure I'm on somebody's list of a radical terrorist or a threat. You know what? Put me on your list.
Well, John, it's callers like you that make my job easy. I appreciate your call. I think we're up at the end of the show. It's been a fast hour. Thanks for calling, John. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned right here, Republic Broadcast. We got a full day of shows headed your way. They're all great. Stay tuned. We'll catch you next week. Thanks, John. Folks, have a great week. Happy Father's Day.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, call